Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The chairman of the Boston Red Sox, Tom Warner, is with us at the Cask and Flag. And what was it like walking through the sea of people, Tom?
Oh, my God. I just wish I owned Budweiser today.
is this the happiest day for baseball fans? I mean, it is. Amazing how they say happy opening day.
I know, but you
it's
know,
like it's your birthday
all through the city, though. It's just there's a buzz, and people feel it's the end of winter. You know,
well, you were saying that, you know, oh god, you know, you're just thinking about last year. You were here last year, but, oh boy, we sucked, and you start up with so much optimism.
Well,
still have that same optimism?
I think the optimism is real this year. I think that Haim did a really good job in the offseason. Obviously, we're in a competitive division, but I think our pitching is better at the front. You know, we have two Cy Young winners, and Sale is as excited and as healthy as he's ever been. He's got something to prove. Kelly Jansen is going to close. And, you know, we get to the sixth inning, and, you know, Schreiber, Chris Martin, you know what? You know, we ought to be competitive this year.
Well, Tom, I do want to ask you about that because I know it might work differently in different sports, but in terms of baseball, you have your exit meetings at the end of the year and it's okay, we got to start thinking about 2023. Does the plan start being worked on right away, or does someone, you're a busy guy, or does Haim sort of put it together and then come to you and say, okay, here's some of the ideas that I have on how to kind of rebuild this team? Just sort of how did that whole process kind of begin once last season ended?
Well, it's very collaborative, and you know, you start really with the manager. I mean, Alex Cora knows what the holes are, and we were working on this well before the end of the season last year, and some of the decisions, are competitive, like Masa, I want to get his name right.
Masa Yoshida.
Yoshida.
You know what?
We're going to have to call him Masa.
Masa Yoshida.
But he had an extraordinarily good World Baseball Classic. Our scouts have been identifying him for a long time. And, you know, he's a spray hitter. He's going to hit a lot of doubles off of the Green Monster. And I think he's going to be a real talent for us.
Do you have to be sold on a guy like that? Because I'm going to assume you're not sitting around as busy as you are watching Japanese baseball at 4 a.m. or anything like that.
No, it would be bad if John or I or Sam were saying, here's this guy.
Yeah.
But we knew about him.
Got it.
And the scouts had been on him for a long time. And, you know, we obviously have a long conversation about him. But He is a real talent, and he's going to anchor our defense.
You know, Tom, there was we reacted to some sound from Alex Cora. It felt like it was the last day that he was out there in Fort Myers, and at one of the last questions was how does this year feel different for you personally? And he got into like a long answer about how, you know, he's taking it personally. He's going to prove a lot of people wrong. And it's something to do with, like, and it had nothing to do with baseball. It had to do with life. Like something that happened to him that where he feels like he needs to prove people wrong. Do you have any idea like what he could be referencing? Is something that happened to him personally where he needs to prove to people that he's worthy of this job?
No, I don't think so. I think that we're underdogs, obviously. I mean, when you finish last, you're an underdog. And I think we all as an organization have something to prove. It's important to us to be competitive. Our fans demand it appropriately. And I think that somebody said that the optimism in spring training starts with the players. you know, we've got some players who do have something to prove. You know, Chris Sale has something to prove. Justin Turner's here, and he's a real clubhouse leader and was a great leader in the Dodger organization. So we've got players who want to go out there. It's, you know, and by the way, to be fair, I think we've got a soft schedule in the beginning. You know, we're playing the Orioles and then the Pirates. You know, every team is difficult, but let's get off to a good start, and then let's prove the doubters wrong.
Do you ever, like if you're in your heart of hearts, wake up and go, man, I wish we had, some of our fans and most were a little bit more realistic as far as the expectation goes, right? Because of this, because it really is World Series or bust every single year, regardless of what the roster looks like.
You know what? The fans in Boston, in my opinion, are the best in the country. They've got great teams. Look how well the Celtics and the Bruins and the Patriots are playing, and we have to be mindful of the fact that when people go out and spend money, that they want a competitive product. They, you know, of course, it's important for us that there's a good experience at Fenway Park, win or lose. But the most important thing is to field a competitive team.
Tom Werner is the chairman of the Red Sox. He's with Gretchen Fourier here from the Cask and Flagon on Red Sox opening day. Tom, I saw a tweet that was listing the payrolls in Big League Baseball. You guys, according to this, are 17th at just under $168 million, but the Mets are number one at $335. At one point in time in baseball, we had massive classism. Even though there is a luxury tax, are we back to some of the classism again in baseball?
Well, first of all, Andy, that is wrong. I mean, we see misinformation everywhere. We are not the 17th. We are in the top 10.
Okay.
We have always been in the top 10. We're in the top 10 this year. So let's get rid of that.
There we go. So that tweet was wrong.
That tweet was wrong. What a shock. There's a tweet that was wrong.
A tweet that's wrong. But even if you guys are around 200 and the Mets are at 335, I mean, that's a massive difference. It's the way it used to be before the tax got in.
But
does there need to be a correction here?
You know what? You got to play the game. And you know what? In our opinion, some of the more important players are the players 20 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen is the teams that actually win the World Series have depth and very few injuries. And, you know, I mean, we can start with a high payroll. The Yankees for years have had the high payroll.
No doubt.
And how many years have they won the World Series since 2000?
Well, what about the Padres?
The Padres,
the Padres, the owners say, yeah, we don't care about money. It's like money is not an option. It doesn't matter. We just want to win.
Well, they're going for it, but you got to play the game, and we'll see what happens. You know, it's a very, very competitive league, and they're in a competitive division too. So, you know, I know they've got a lot of talent, but they got to go out and prove it.
Want to ask you about pace of play. A, how do you think it will change the game overall? And B, I didn't know this has been a pet project of yours for a while.
Well, we've been talking about it for a while. I'm so happy that it's here. It was proven successful in the minor leagues. We shaved 26 minutes off of the average game in spring training versus a year ago. I think that the fans are going to like it. And we'll, you know what? It will not only improve the pace of play, but it's not that you're cutting down on action. The action's the same. It's just basically have a pitcher get the ball, throw the ball, and the players get home a half hour early, so they're happy.
Well, but even I would even add, tell me if I'm wrong on this one, just as far as just the gamesmanship that can go on during a game seems to be elevated a little bit more as far as in the past with manipulating the clock, pitchers pausing a little bit longer, no shift either. I mean, ultimately, it's the first rule change in a major sport that I feel like universally everybody loves.
It's sort of like when, you know, without the pitch clock, it was just so much dead time. And you know, our intention is make baseball the best game it can be. So there's more action. You know, we've also, you know, I'm pleased about the defensive shift restrictions because that's going to show more athleticism in the infield. So it's all good, and I think the fans are going to embrace it. And they'll be here drinking rather than waiting.
That extra half hour, they can stay and have some more drinks.
They can have
somewhere.
Another bud here.
Yes.
Well, and when you think about just action as well, that's the other thing too. Like the Youngs, I got an 18 and a 20-year-old. They want, give me action, right? It doesn't have to be the most exciting thing, but if everybody is standing around and you're waiting for a guy who's got to lick his palm and then rub the ball up and all that kind of stuff, it sort of takes you out of the game a little bit. I do want to ask you about, is this a bigger sort of 30,000-foot view baseball question? Shohei Ohtani is maybe the most unique free agent we have maybe ever seen in big league baseball. He is probably going to set numbers that are going to blow people's minds. A, what do you think it could do to the overall free agent market? Or is this guy just the exotic fruit that you as an owner would just have to be comfortable making a $250 million commitment on a guy, whether you don't know whether long-term he's a hitter or a pitcher?
Well, I don't want to be quoted about it. He's the greatest player in baseball in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever compensation he receives is going to be worth it because he's just such a dynamic presence, obviously, as a pitcher, as a hitter. And, you know, will he set the market? I'm sure he'll get more than any other player, but he deserves a lot of money because he's a global star.
And global is really where it's at when you're making the big investment, I think, on someone like that.
You know, the ratings for the World Baseball Classic in Japan, as a country, it was higher per capita than the Super Bowl in America. I mean, the World Baseball Classic exceeded all expectations, but in Japan they were getting 50 ratings for quarterfinal games.
I was wondering, because you're the TV guy, you know, does Nessun now have clearance in Japan more because of Yoshida coming in? We got that done?
I hope so.
So wait, mate, how do you see that changing? Why not do it? I know it was originally kind of set up like, you know, the World Cup for soccer. Why not do it every 2 years? Is there any chance of them maybe, instead of every 4 years, I know it was kind of delayed a little bit with COVID, but maybe going every 2 years to benefit from all the attention that it's getting?
You know, again, that's for other people to decide. I'm just happy that baseball is as accepted around the world. I mean, we know that, but I think that people now are going to say, well, you know, let's do this more often. And the players loved it. You saw there were players that said, this is as exciting as the World Series.
Tom, you have owned teams in different eras of baseball, let's say, right? We know you were connected to the Padres, and we see what's kind of happened with that franchise. Of course, they now might be wishing they owned their own television network, but another story for another time, given what's happened with all that and then Sinclair and all that whatnot. But what are the differences now from owning a team in 1996 to 2023? Is it really that different and the money is just jacked up, or has the role of the owner kind of changed along the way?
It's probably a little bit more complicated. You know, as you touched on what's going on with the regional sports network. But what we're focused on is how do we make the content of the game as good as it can be. And, you know, changes were necessary in the game. And, you know, changes takes a long time to happen. Listen, I'm excited about the fact that the bases are a little bit bigger because I think that will encourage stealing. So anything that we can do to improve the game is a good thing. Look, there was a time when basketball only had it, you know, 2-point shots, and somebody said, well, you know, let's have a 3-point shot at the perimeter. So we're always trying to figure out, you know, how to make the game better. I do think the quality of the young players these days is exceptional, you know, across the league. So I think we're building a new generation of stars. You know, stars are important. You know, the NBA has existed a long time on, you know, the talents of people like LeBron James. And so, you know, we have some people who are 20, 23, 24 years old. You know, Ohtani being, I guess he's 27 or 28. But there's a lot of talent in baseball right now.
Hey, Tom, can a starting pitcher be the leader of a baseball team? Can a starting pitcher be the leader of a baseball team in the clubhouse and overall just the voice of a team?
You know, I think so. He certainly can be a co-leader. I mean, we've had great starting pitchers. Pedro Martinez, you know, I mean, but, you know, there was only one David Ortiz. But, you know, Pedro Martinez, you know, even though he wasn't pitching every fourth day, you know, he was a big leader for the Red Sox.
Yeah, because I asked you, because obviously a lot of leadership went out the door with Xander Bogaerts leaving, signing with the Padres. So you instantly sit there and go, well, Chris Sale is the one guy that everybody would listen to. He walks into the room and, you know, people stand at attention. But who else do you think has that ability that's on the roster now?
Well, I think Justin Turner has that ability. And Kike Hernandez has that ability. And they're very positive, outgoing guys. And they've seen World Series. They're great leaders.
What is today like for an owner? Is it just sit back and kind of regale in all of the beauty that is Fenway Park? Or
I'm just like everybody else here. I'm a fan today. I'm excited that it's opening day, and we're undefeated.
I know. Everybody's happy.
Ride it now, baby.
Happy opening day.
Ride it now. I only have one more thing for you,
yeah.
And I
want to
pick, because I love the business of sports. I really do. And I know that you are a part of the Fenway Sports Group. There is Liverpool maybe that could be sold. There's the rumblings of maybe an NBA team. A lot of people jump to the, wow, they're going for the Washington Commanders in the NFL. Cross sport rules kind of eliminate that. Can you break some news? Are you and LeBron? Are you guys 3 years planning already? Hey, it's going to happen, and you'll be, you know, standing on the Las Vegas Strip a couple years from now waving the flag of the new team you guys own.
There's no news to break. Today is all about baseball.
Dadgummit. I had to try because I know it's going to happen eventually, and I'm going to be right, but I just figured I might as well ask Tom Werner.
He's on the record.
Here. That's right.
He's on the record
of the, well, today's about baseball. I like that. That's open-ended. We can go whatever we want with it.
We'll just.
That's right.
You'll spin it any way we want, Tom.
There you go. Tom,
right,
thanks for the
thanks
time.
Thanks for being here today. It's exciting, and I'll be back soon, and hopefully we'll be competitive and have a great day.
There you go. Hopefully we have lots to talk about.
Right,
thank
thanks,
you, sir.
Andy.
Good to see you.
Thanks, Christian.
There
thanks,
is Tom
go
Warner,
Sox.
Red Sox chairman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.